Always good to chat with Rick Limpert, who covers sports and technology, and you can follow him on Twitter. His handle there, Rick Roswell, ricklimpert.info, the website, wirelesswednesday.live, another place where you can find things that Rick is working on. And one of Rick's passion is tennis, and this is a fun time of the year for you because you're at the BB&T Atlanta Open, a huge event for our city in terms of tennis.
Yeah, it's a passion and a job, Sully. I'm right across the downtown connector from you guys at Atlantic Station, so seen a lot of birds, and we're looking forward to a great week of tennis.
Maybe there will be people taking the MARTA into Midtown and then perhaps taking Bird over to Atlantic Station to enjoy some of the tennis. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the BB&T Atlanta Open, and let's start by getting into their app, which they debut. For these big events, it's always good for these events to have a companion app, and the better, really.
It's been great. I mean, I know you've seen this in the music world, Sully, but events now have a companion app, and it's really makes life easier for a lot of fans and gives them some special opportunities that they wouldn't have been able to do without the app. So BB&T Atlanta Open, our first year with an app, and you can follow the tennis both on site with the app and away from the tournament. Get news. There's featured articles, all the updates on scores and draws. And if you're here, you can get a stadium fan experience where you can interact with other fans and get special content and answer trivia questions. But also you can order from the stand, certain rows in the stand, you'll be able to order food and drink with the app. So the app does a bunch of things, and it really is making life easier and a real convenience for fans.
Well, for event organizers, too, it gives them, if they can make it seamless, it gives them a great way to communicate with patrons who are on site and then a way to get them to spend money, but also have more kind of control over the experience by way of what they might be doing with the app. And users will certainly be there if the content is good. So good luck to the BB&T Atlanta Open with that this year. Let's talk about the electronic line calling that will be used on every court at this year's 2018 U.S. Open.
Yeah, so for people that are familiar with tennis, they know that there's chair umpires and line judges on the court, and they're human, so they do make errors. Now at the U.S. Open, every court will have an instant replay review capability. If players feel that lines people are wrong, they can challenge the calls. So this is really about fairness for the players, and the U.S. Open really being at the forefront of technology innovations and changes to make the sport better and to speed up play and really to take a lot of the guesswork out of line calling at this big tournament.
Well, and that's somebody else's job going to a computer now, right?
Someone else. There'll be an official that runs the replay reviews on these courts. And, you know, tennis these days is always such a game where the speed of the shots, they're hitting the ball hundreds of miles an hour. So the human eye a lot of times can't distinguish, the ball catching the line. So now we have these cameras and the digital world making sure that fairness is in play with tennis.
Chatting with Rick Limpert, as we do every week here on this beautiful podcast, and appreciate you being with us from wherever you may be. We're just off of Wimbledon. We got to see some great matches at Wimbledon, and people got to see that in Ultra HD by way of a stream. How is this better for viewers?
Well, anything in Ultra HD is better, Sully, except if me and you were on the air. That would not be a pretty sight. But, Wimbledon's come a long way. They've made some great tech changes there over the years. So this was streamed over to fans waiting in line to get into the grounds. And spectators also could use the Ultra HD and VR to point their phones at stadium plaques to get all augmented reality information. So, being more fan-friendly, giving the fans more of what they want, and these tech features that a lot of fans really love.
Another technology that fans really love is Netcam. What is this, and why did people love it so much?
I love this feature. They put a camera on the nets at the center court in court one. They really gave you a unique perspective of play because the players, you could see them, coming into the net. You could see how they move from side to side. Again, just another fan viewing experience opportunity. And that live net cam was really something to watch. The points they showed with that were the ball coming right at you. It's scary.
Well, it is just amazing, and you appreciate this perhaps more than anybody, the movement the amount of steps that you're making in a match of tennis, all that, all those muscles that you're moving, you're getting a full workout out there, Rick. So you're really, this net cam is showing you people working out, essentially.
I know, and I was exhausted watching it. So not only did it give you a great perspective, but yeah, you really can appreciate movement, the side-to-side movement, the back-and-forth movement of the players. And thinking back to my younger days, so before I blew my knee out a couple times, that was always a weakness in my game, but fun to see the pros doing it the right way.
One of the great pioneers in athletic apparel and footwear, Nike, rolling out some new products at the U.S. Open coming in August, the Zoom Zero.
Yeah, I mean, Nike, like you said, they're at the forefront of a lot of technology. They haven't stopped innovating, especially when it comes to tennis. So they have this new shoe that just came out, and it's inspired by New York theme detailing and just a really good cushioning technology in these shoes. So cushioning in the heel and in the forefoot, that's key. So I think tennis is rough on your feet, it's rough on your knees and legs. And with this little New York-inspired touch heading to the U.S. Open, I think the shoe's going to be a win.
All right, well, chatting with Rick Limpert, and as we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about Bird. And this is really appropriate for the BB&T Atlanta Open because the BB&T Atlanta Open takes place at Atlantic Station, which there's not a train station close to there. So
nope.
People will be looking for options if they are taking the train to get over there. There's a shuttle bus, there's Uber and Lyft, and you can do all that. But are people enjoying the scooters as a way to get over there?
I've been seeing tennis fans on Birds. It's been great. And I know, Sully, you follow the Atlanta City Council. So I guess the lawmakers have declared Bird and Altipul, and they're also their competitors, a big part of the evolving Atlanta transportation landscape. So that's good news. And but they, you know, they're going to poke their heads in with a little regulation. Maybe that's needed. So your favorite council member, Sully, Michael Bond, Jennifer Ide, is it? Dustin Hill, Matt Westmoreland, they're on the case, and they're looking to make sure not only are the people on Bird safe, but the people that are driving regular cars on the road are aware of what's going on with Bird, and everybody gets there right away.
Man, we got mopeds, we got bikes, we got scooters. It's like we're an out west city right now, Rick.
I'm waiting for the helibike, that's a little helicopter bike that you can get on and avoid the traffic problems totally by getting about 10, 15 feet in the air and being able to navigate in the airspace above the streets. So I don't know if that's coming soon, but if it was, I'd be definitely on board with that.
Honestly, I have always thought that zip lining would make a decent commute option in, you know, local parts of town, perhaps like from Buckhead to Midtown. Just put a big wire up between two of the big buildings and you can get there in 4 minutes by way of a zip line. I think that would be pretty cool.
How about a zip line running parallel, like you said, with the downtown connector?
I'm all about it, man. I think it would be good.
I think if they come up with that, they've heard it first from us.
Well, always good to chat, Rick. What can folks look forward to tennis-wise in the next couple of days here?
A lot of great players. John Isner, we all saw what he did at Wimbledon. He's going to be in town. So tickets and all the info, schedules, bbtatlantaopen.com. Hope to see everyone out.
Awesome.
Including you, Sully.
Over at Atlantic Station, I can't wait. I'm going to hop on Bird and get over there, my man.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
All right, wirelesswednesday.live, ricklimpert.info. Always good to catch up, my friend. Enjoy the tennis.
Thanks,
Al. What's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, I love how quick and efficient you are. You know exactly what's going on. You got a 4-pack of tickets to see Weezer, and you're qualified to get that pit upgrade and also the autographed guitar from the band.
I'm so excited. I've seen them every single time they've come to Atlanta since they opened for No Doubt in 96.
Are you kidding? I saw that tour, too. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited.